What is up, everybody? This is AJ Laster, and you are listening to the Real Talk Podcast. I know it's been a couple weeks since I've recorded a new episode, but I've been dealing with some stuff as usual, mainly due to me having my kids here last weekend because I was going to record after Thanksgiving. But like I said, my kids came this past weekend. I got to spend the entire weekend with them. And I really didn't want to, ruin it by doing an episode then. But this episode is pretty much what I had planned for after Thanksgiving. It's pretty much got the same concept. What are we thankful for? Most people are thankful to have their jobs. Most people are thankful to have family. And thing is, that's the one thing I'm thankful for is my family. But my family is the one thing right now that I don't have for now. But what I'm getting at here is, what would you be more thankful for? Would you be thankful that you've been given another chance at life? That if you believe in it, or believe in him, would you be thankful that God gave you a second chance? Now, I'm not a firm believer of God, but I respect those who believe in him. They say it's God's will, and I believe it. But what most people don't realize is that when it comes to fighting for something you want and being thankful that you finally got that chance. Well, let's just say it's a never-ending battle. And believe it or not, the battle is where the end begins. And by saying that, I mean the battle that began with hardships is pretty much is where the end of your hardships begins. Kind of like how people say their New Year's resolution is to lose weight, and that's a personal battle that they've dealt with since they were young, having a hard time losing the body weight. And be honest with you, I have had that problem numerous times, but my problem is that I have no way of, getting to a gym. I do have a barbell, like a curling bell, that I can actually use to lift weights, but it works on my arms, but it doesn't help me with losing weight. And I also have a problem with the foods I eat, and that's a personal battle for me. Now, I've made numerous promises that at the start of the year, I would literally go on a diet and pretty much, try and lose weight. But I never followed through. My battle end prematurely because I'm usually too lazy to, get off my ass and go for a run or get off my lazy ass again and do some sit-ups, do some push-ups, or lift the weights that I have in my room. But no, this is not that kind of battle that I have, that I'm dealing with. The battle that I'm dealing with, that I'm ready for the end to begin, is the fact that I want to get my life back together. Thing is, my entire world, like my literal entire world, fell apart when I lost my family, when I lost my wife to someone who obviously doesn't deserve her. And then, and vice versa, I ended up losing my kids. I can safely say that my battle officially begun in December of 2021. Back when I decided to take the hiatus for the for this. So that way I could deal with my personal issues. I started leaning more and more into fighting for what I wanted. I wanted my family. I even made several TikTok videos saying that I was going to fight and I was not going to stop until I finally got the one thing I want. And the one thing I want is my family. Like I said, this battle began in December of 2021. Actually, it started way before that. But it truly started in December of 2021. Like I said, I lost my wife to someone who obviously is no good for her. And vice versa, a couple months later, I ended up losing my kids to something that I'm not going to get into. But right now, my kids are currently living with their maternal grandparents, my wife's parents, until further notice. They've been living with them since February of last year. I recently got to the point where I can actually have unsupervised weekends, which means they can spend the entire weekend with me. Hence the reason why I'm so late on getting this episode out. According to the eyes of the state right now, apparently I'm the only one fighting for these kids. These kids want to come home. They want to be with their parents. And just like I'm in the middle of a battle to get my kids back, my kids are in the middle of a battle of their own. And this battle is a battle to come home. My daughter's act, from what I've been told, my daughter acts out, my son acts out, but then again, with my son, he's only 3 years old. He doesn't understand what's going on. My daughter is 6 years old. She is smart for her age and she understands what's going on. Numerous times she has told me she wants to come home, that she wants to live with daddy. And that's where my continuous fight, my battle, my internal battle ensues. Because I have to sit and watch my kids leave here every single time they come to visit me. And it breaks my heart every time I see them leave because hell, when they start crying, I have to walk away so that way they don't see me do the same thing. The thing is, I have been going to therapy. Which is something I desperately needed, and I'm thankful for it. They did put me on medications, but I'm only taking one of them because the other one's giving me really, really bad nightmares that again, I'm not going to go into complete and utter detail about. But pretty much, you get the gist of it about what's going on with me. It's a battle of what I want versus what I need. But When it comes to this, there's some things I have to ask the people who do listen to this show. What is your most personal battle? Do you fight? Are you fighting for your kids? Are you going through a divorce and fighting your ex over who gets the kids? But then again, that's not a good kind of battle because when the parents fight and the kids are caught in the middle, nobody wins. That's a battle that ends prematurely. And to be honest with you, that's not where you need to be. Now, I have these things that I started doing. I started writing motivational things down so that way, I can continue my battle. My kids have magnets on the fridge, but one day I actually rearranged them that says DIY AJ. In other words, do it yourself. When it comes to a battle like this, you got to learn to do it yourself. Thing is, I have my own priorities now. I do have a good paying job. Sure, the hours are crappy right now, but I have a good paying job. My main priorities are to get my driver's license, get my own vehicle, get a better job, but my main priority is to get my kids back. And underneath it, I wrote it on a dry erase board. Underneath it, it says, "No more screw-ups. Get yourself together." On another board, I wrote, "No more distractions," because I'm constantly getting distracted. I have a short attention span. I have ADD. And underneath it, it says, "Keep going. You're so damn close. Don't give up." Now, when I say don't give up, I mean don't give up. My battle is never ending. My kids are 6 and 3, and they need their parents. And I'm doing everything in my power to keep my kids out of the foster system. Now, what kind of parent would you be if you just allowed your kids to just go to the foster system? You know what kind of parent you are? Not a very good one. But I'm not downing any parents out there. If you're a good parent, you're a good parent. If you're a bad parent, you're a bad parent. Well, if you're a bad parent, I should just say, what was the point of you having kids in the first place, other than the fact that the dumbass who knocked you up, well, knocked you up? Now, another battle that most people deal with, just like I've been dealing with, is controlling who you care about, caring about who you love. Pretty much the battle of the heart. It's been said that you can't control who you love. And that is true. Because here's the thing. Yes, my wife is with somebody that doesn't give a damn about her, but I still love her. My heart belongs to her. Just like my heart belongs to my kids. Because, like I said, there's numerous times when I'm on video chat with my daughter, and I would tell her, "Baby girl, you are my heart. You are what keeps me going." Now, Hannah is a, like I said, is a smart girl. She loves her daddy just like she loves her mama, and she loves her grandmother, who she refers to as Meemaw. And be honest with you, that's love. But what happens when you have to fight for someone you love? That's another battle that you got to deal with. And I know I sound like I'm repeating myself, and I probably am. But it's the fact of the matter. It's like I said, you can't control who you love and care about. My wife still has my heart. Nothing's going to stop me from not loving her. And to be honest with you, there's not a person in the world who could tell me otherwise. Now, eventually, I will move on if she decides she doesn't want to be with me. But right now, my heart belongs to her, and I'll continue to fight for her. That's my battle. That's my battle of love. Like I said, everybody's got their own personal battles to deal with. Most people battle their exes for custody of their kids. But there are the ones that deal with, like I said before, personal battles. They deal with anxiety. They deal with ADD like I do. They deal with depression. And depression is a battle that is still ongoing today. Now, this part of this episode is going to get a little dark. Depression is the number one, is one of the main causes. Let me rephrase that. It's one of the main causes of suicide. People don't ask what's going through that person's head. They just assume that, oh, look, they're the happiest person in the world. Their life is perfect. But behind closed doors, they're battling demons that, for some reason, will not go away. Now, depression is something that I've dealt with personally. I went through a depressive period after, like I said before, when I lost my kids and when I lost my wife. What happened to me? I stopped eating. I refused to eat. And I dramatically lost a lot of weight because I refused to eat. In other words, at that time, I was trying to starve myself to death. And it hurt because, when I didn't eat, it hurt the ones I cared about. Hell, there was at certain points my wife, when she found out that I wasn't eating, she would sit there and try to make me eat. And she told me, "You're sitting there trying to kill yourself when you have two beautiful children." And thing is, that's what kept me from doing something that stupid. But I was still depressed because at that time, I felt like I lost everything. But back on the subject at hand, this one battle, depression. It's a never-ending battle. People say they're fine. Just look for the signs. I can't tell you exactly what the signs are, but if you recognize the signs of someone who's battling depression and feel like they're about to lose control, that they feel like nobody cares, show them. Help them with the battle. Help them fight it. and help them realize that there are people out there that actually give a damn about them. It took one female that was not my wife to help me realize that killing myself was not an option. That I still have something to fight for, that my kids were worth fighting for. Because I thought I lost them and I thought I wasn't going to get them back. One sign that you should always look to is to make sure that if they say they're fine, look at them in the eyes and you could tell they're not fine. Depression is not fun. You see it glamorized on TV. Well, not glamorized, dramatized on TV. Because depression is a hot button subject, just like racism. But do you want to know the most bad time that people usually do this to themselves? Well, it's usually around the holiday that's about to come up. Christmas. And it's not what people want to see happen to their loved ones. Yeah, sitting around the Christmas tree and there's a couple of presents left under the tree for someone who's no longer there. And with the start of the holiday season, with the Christmas season, I have to tell you this. Even if, and I'm actually speaking to the ones who are battling depression right now, even if you think that nobody gives a damn about you, talk to your friends. Tell them how you're feeling and see if they care. If they just write you off as someone who's seeking attention, those aren't your real friends. Your real friends will actually make sure you don't do something stupid to yourself. Like take a gun to your head or worse, like try to strangle yourself or hang yourself in your closet with a belt. Or slit in your or you know, cutting your throat or cutting your wrists. Those are the several types of suicide that are, that most kids do. Nowadays, you hear kids, taking pills and mixing them with alcohol. And ODing like that. Hell, that's usually what happened to most child stars. They couldn't handle the pressure of being famous, so they decided to end their life on their own terms. And then there are the ones, like I said, the ones that aren't really your friends. They'll go behind your back and say, "Oh, he should have already done it. If you're gonna do it, then do it." If you think for one second that you saying that to somebody is gonna help them, then what kind of friend are you? A real friend will sit right beside you and talk to you. Hell, even animated shows have talked about depression. Hell, that animated show fucking Family Guy talked about depression. With Brian having a gun in a safety deposit box in the bank, Stewie asked him why did he have it. That ju he said just in case he wanted to, end his own life because he felt like his life was going nowhere. But to the young kids or young adults who listen to this episode personally, like the title of this episode is, the battle is where the end begins. And what I mean by that to you guys, the end of your depression when you find that one person to help you get through what you're going through, whether you've lost a family member or you believe you've hit rock bottom or you feel like you can't live without someone, or worse, if you're a kid in high school and you're being bullied by someone and someone telling you to go jump off a building or go hang yourself because they believe that you have no one and you never will. It's those voices, the voices that tell you to do the bad things that I've mentioned so far, that you need to tune out. I've tuned out those voices myself. I'm 33 years old. I used to have those voices several years ago, where there was at certain points where I would drink myself to the point that I hoped at that point that the alcohol would poison me enough to take me out. And I'm talking about before I met my wife. But nowadays, I'm in a much better place because I've tuned those voices out. I don't listen to the voices saying that, oh, you're still living with your dad. You're 33 years old. You're still living with your dad. No, I'm living with my father until I get back on my damn feet. I'm working a job where I make good money to the point where I can be able to have every damn thing that I want and every damn thing that I need and to provide for my kids. Because nothing makes me happier than seeing the smile on my kids' faces every time they see me. And that's something else, too, for the ones who are dealing with stuff like that. March to the beat of your own drum. You are unique no matter what you are. Yes, I know I've made jokes about, people, all these new sexualities that have come out. But this is a serious episode, and I want to make one thing clear. You are perfect just the way you are. And nothing should stop you from being who you are. Me, I'm a 33-year-old podcaster who lives with his father until he gets back on his feet. Until he gets his kids back. Until he gets his whole family back. Whose mindset is never give up. And no, I am not quoting John Cena on this. This is a quote that I've actually been following my entire life. Never give up. Even before I knew the phrase itself, don't give up. And that's something that I want everybody out there who's going through hard times. When I say the battle is where the end begins, I mean the battle that you started. The ending to it is where your life truly begins. You start off with the battle, and at the end of the battle is when your life begins, when your rebirth begins. You become a better person. You start talking more. You become friends with the right people who actually give you the motivation to go out there and do whatever the hell you want. Like I said, there's numerous battles out there. There's legal battles, custody battles, battles of the heart, and just like I talked about, battles of the mind. Not only do women go through it, men go through it too. That's why October was supposed to be, not just Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It was supposed to be Men's Mental Health Awareness Month too. Because some men deal with this stuff. And not just the ones who have fought in the war overseas, who suffer from PTSD. Although their battle is just as similar. And I'm saying similar, I'm not saying it's the same. It's similar to the ones that young adults in their 30s are dealing with now. Thing is, back in the 90s and the early 2000s, there are people who died, who killed themselves because their depression got so bad they didn't see another way out. They didn't seek help, they only saw that white light. Which brings me back to the first thing I said at the beginning of this episode. What are you thankful for? To me, I'm, like I said, to me, I'm thankful to be alive. I'm thankful to have a big ass, crazy ass family. That's actually cheering me on as I'm trying to win this one battle that I never thought I would win, that I could actually try to win. That I'm also thankful for my kids who actually keep me going. Thing is, my kids are my screens, are my wallpaper on my phone. And the thing is, there's a trend on TikTok that says, look at your lock screen. That is your inspiration to keep moving forward or keep going. And it's right. My kids are the reason that I move forward, that I keep this job, that I don't fuck up. You have personal battles yourself. You're fighting to provide for your kids, to give them the life that you've never had. And that's a battle that is just like almost every other, that is never ending. But the thing is, whether you believe in God or not, you believe in something. Me, I'm a Norse pagan. I believe in multiple gods. And I believe they are watching over me. And I do believe that they are cheering me on as much as my family is. That I'm actually trying to win this battle. Just like to the believers of Christianity. And I'm going to say this to you guys who actually are fighting depression and believe in Christianity. God is watching over you. For your beliefs, God is real. He's watching over you. He's making sure that you walk the right path. And thing is, they say wars are won by those who are willing to sacrifice everything. I sacrificed everything so I could win my own personal war. And I know you can do it too. Because, to be honest with you, everybody's a winner and everyone's a loser. And there's nothing wrong with being the loser. So if you're still in school and you listen to this episode, don't let the bullies get under your skin. If you're in high school, don't let the bullies get under your skin and tell you, oh, you should just go and do this and do that, and maybe the world would be better off without you. When you know for a fact that it's not true. Stick with your true friends, the ones who actually want to hang out with you, the ones who actually want to go see a movie, those who actually want to go out into the wilderness and have a party with just you and several other friends. In other words, if you want to win your own personal battle and reach that end where your life begins again, just keep moving forward. You are the hero of your own story and you write your own destiny. I'm giving you the motivation. Just like I had to give myself the motivation to keep moving forward. I want you to keep going. I want you to keep moving forward and don't give up because you are so damn close to your own goals. If going to college is your own goal, then do it. Don't let anybody tell you you can't. This is your battle, not theirs. If you're battling through depression, talk to somebody. Don't just bottle it up. Don't just sit there and sit in your room and, not do anything. Don't sit in your room and don't talk. Don't lay in your bed and stay in bed all day. Get out there and talk to somebody. Doesn't matter if it's a friend or a therapist. Talk to somebody. Because let's face the facts, the world still needs people like you. Whether you want to admit it or not, whether they want to admit it or not, the world needs you. So if you're battling depression, if you're going through a custody battle or going through a battle where you love someone and you know that they're no good for someone else, well, let me just back that up. Let me just tell you this. If they are truly in love with somebody else, then you're fighting a losing battle because they'll never turn back around. Because just like the saying goes, if you love them, you let them go. And if it's true love, they'll come back. Now, with the other battles, when it comes to custody, whoever's in the wrong is in the wrong. Whoever's in the right is in the right. But the main topic that I am pushing right now is if you're going through some personal issues, it helps to get it out in the open. Because it hurts, I know. Just know that there are people out there that love you. And that battle is where the end of your troubles begins. It's where your life will finally begin. For the final thought of this episode, like I said, I apologize for the lateness of this episode. Like I said, the wars are won by those who are willing to sacrifice everything. I sacrificed everything I cared about so that I can win my family back, so I can get my wife, my life back. When you want to fight for something, make sure that it's something worth fighting for. If you're fighting for your kids, that's worth fighting for. If it's for someone you truly love, you can try, but if they are truly, deeply, madly in love with someone else, just let them go. And maybe one day they'll come back. And when you're battling your depression, pills are not the answer. Medication is not the answer. People who love and care about you and actually want to help you is the prescription you need. You just need the right motivation to get you through it. With that being said, I'm gonna end this episode here. I do want to thank Anchor for sponsoring this episode, and I want to thank everybody who's been listening to this show for the past 2 seasons up until now. And thing is, I just received my Spotify Wrap for my podcast, and good God Almighty. To all those who have listened to this show, I thank you. And keep fighting that fight. And before I go, there will be a new episode next week. I will be recording a brand new episode next week, and it'll be a lot more fun than this one was. I'm sorry if I got everyone into their feelings. But I do hope that this episode gets to you, gets through to you. And if you have any questions, this podcast does have its own Facebook page. You can go like it. I do post on it every once in a while. Mostly I'll post the new episodes. But if you have any questions about certain topics, just hit me up. Just hit up the page and ask the question that you would like to know. And I will be doing my, and in one future episode, I will be doing, and I will be answering your questions. And I want them to be real questions, not troll questions or joke questions. I want your honest opinions. Now we've reached the end of this episode. I thank you all for listening. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Keep fighting that fight. And like James A. Janisse from Dead Meat always says, be good people. I'll see y'all later. Peace out, everybody.